The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Frank and Al and Debbie are here, and you are welcome to call at 877-970-2999. Dr. Jeff Guskey, kind enough to join us, a board-certified ER doctor. Dr. Guskey, welcome to the program. Great to have you with
us
this morning.
It's great to be with you. It's an honor. I hope you're well and your audience is well.
Thank you. We're fighting, man. We are in – where do we find you this morning, Dr. Guskey?
Dallas.
Ah, beautiful.
And I've got a message of hope for everybody.
Please. Please.
Okay, so these hopeful words should be on the tip of every American's tongue. They should be the new battle cry in our war on COVID. It's the weather, stupid. It's the weather, stupid. It's the weather, stupid. Weather is the missing link no one's talking about that I believe caused this pandemic in the first place. Weather is why COVID risk is very, very different in Miami and LA than in New York. Weather is why the hospitals have emptied out so quickly. Weather is why most places in America can get back to work sooner and safer. Weather is a huge reason why Singapore, Hong Kong, and Taiwan did so well. Weather is why we can avoid catastrophic hotspots over the summer if we get our act together. But weather is also why danger is coming at us like a freight train next fall, Joe, that will hurt us bad if we don't get out in front of it now. So here's the story. Dangerously dry indoor air was the blasting cap that made Wuhan, New York City, and other hotspots explode. Dangerously dry indoor air is like an accelerant that turns small viral outbreaks into massive viral bombs. In dangerously dry indoor air, COVID spreads like wildfire. So when you look at each hotspot, I believe you find in every case three things. High population density indoors, virus, and dangerously dry indoor air. So here's the problem. All over America, all over the world, you have small COVID outbreaks that never become hotspots and never threaten the healthcare system. But we've been told that the risk of COVID catastrophe is pretty much the same everywhere. So we shut down practically the whole country. And had we known about this in February, that you don't get hotspots without dangerously dry indoor air, I believe we could have avoided shutting down the country.
Wow. Wow. This is huge because people debated that. But now you're saying that even elevating indoor humidity, for example, Dr. Guskey, around the clock will save lives. Is that true?
No, that it's the most important public health measure we can do. So preventing small viral outbreaks from becoming massive viral catastrophes is our top priority. And the way to do this is just to make dangerous indoor air safe before it ever gets dangerous. It's not complicated. And so the most important public health measure between now and the vaccine, it's far, far, far more important than mass testing, which has been hyped for political reasons and won't make us safe. It's this. And so to win this war, Joe, we must see the enemy. A new vital sign of viral safety indoors should be on every weather report every day around the clock around the world. It's called the Viral Safety Index. The Viral Safety Index is both a call to action and a plan to keep us safe. When red, we humidify and hydrate. When green, we can all breathe easier. It's like a pollen count. You know, so the viral safety index warns in advance of dangerously dry indoor air in time to make red air green. And it's based on a geeky measurement of the actual amount of water in the air that has little to do with humidity we hear about on weather reports, which is relative humidity. This geeky number is not something we can measure at home. We can't intuit it. But the weather services can easily measure it. And so we can't see, feel, or imagine the viral danger indoors. But this geeky measurement can, and it can accurately forecast it before it happens. So the bottom line is that we need to get into overdrive. First, to get this on the weather reports, and secondly, to get nursing homes, hospitals, schools, prisons, meatpacking plants, to get indoor humidity around 55%. And if you have a barbershop, a restaurant, a retail store, an office building, you know, that's it.
Yeah. So, gosh, this is great. This is great, Dr. Guski. Thanks so much. Because I thought the same thing.
Joe, there's something really important, though.
Yeah.
Because you're the one person that can make the difference. So there's one person in the world that can single-handedly lead the paradigm shift in weather reporting around the world, save tens of thousands of lives and pull the world back from the cliff of a global economic collapse. And you've known for decades. It's your old friend, Byron Allen. And with his meteorology team at the Weather Channel, he could put the data together literally overnight, which proves that dangerously dry indoor air is the missing link behind viral catastrophe.
Yeah.
And this would change everything. Yeah. The morale of the country would skyrocket. It would get America back to work fast.
Yeah.
So how do you call him?
No, call Byron. Okay. You know what? We could ask him to call me.
I'll get on a plane today to Atlanta.
Okay. And how do you measure that? How do you measure it?
You need special instruments that we don't have at home. They're expensive. I actually bought one, and because I wanted to see with my own eyes.
Yeah, well, what's the instrument? Yeah. We will go get it. You got to put it out.
Well,
what's the name of the?
Yeah, listen, you can get this measurement. If you listen to the Scientific American 60-second podcast called Humidity Helps Fight Flu from 2009, you'll see that we've been looking at the wrong number all along. The reason why we don't know about this, the science has been there for years, Joe, is that it hasn't mattered until now. But would you please call Byron and ask him or his team to call me right away? Because this can truly change lives. And you're the one person that can get through to him.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, because I'm reading about the virus ad nauseum, by the way, Dr. Guski.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And thank you, by the way, for being on the front lines through this pandemic.
Welcome.
But I could see that. And correct me if I'm wrong, is that this virus, and I've said it before on the show, it circulates over the room. So it hits you once. And then if you're older, that this dang virus comes back and gets you again.
Now, here it is. The physiology of older people is different than younger people in terms of the receptors, and all that's being worked out. But there are three reasons why the problem is with us now, the dangerously dry indoor air. And it's a crisis of indoor, not outdoor. It's that in dry air, the physics are much different. So a virus can go all the way across the room and linger for hours. In moist air, it almost scrubs the air, and the virus infectivity doesn't last as long. And the surfaces, you know, we're all worried about going to the grocery store, touching something, coming home, touching something in our home and contaminating it. And so moist air inside inactivates the surface viruses, and it also does not allow them to dry out, get into the air and into your lungs. And the most important may be this, and I call it Kevlar against COVID. We have a natural protective barrier inside our respiratory tract that starts at the tip of our nose and mouth and goes deep into our lungs. You know, you've heard of mucous membranes.
Yeah.
What's on mucous membranes? Mucus.
Yeah.
When it's moist, it's optimized. When it's dry, it's impaired. So, you know, you go up into an airplane, the humidity is like 10-15% at altitude.
Sure.
We get sick, great analogy.
Right.
So the reason is that the mucus dries out and cracks and the pathogens get into our body. And this is especially dangerous at night. That's why everybody needs to go out, get a humidifier if they don't have one, and buy a cheap digital hygrometer. not hydrometer, but high HYG, hygrometer, for like $10 on Amazon. And you keep the, you know, you up your humidity to around 55%, 50 to 60%, 24/7 till the crisis passes. Because the greatest danger is at night when we're sleeping because we dry out. So, Joe, please, please call Byron. I don't know anyone that knows him except for you. You can make a difference.
Yeah.
And please help me get this word out.
I'll get him on the show. We'll put you together. Hey, Dr. Jeff, you're great, man. Wait, are you from Texas by chance?
No, my family, I grew up in South Florida. My family's from Pittsburgh, and I have family in New York, in Manhattan. Yeah. And I got my elderly aunt a humidifier. Even now, the weather is so dry indoors, I'm having to buy her a second one. That's the danger. It's an invisible danger we can't see.
And it's so simple, and you're absolutely right. They don't think about this because I'm telling you, what did they do in the Spanish flu, Dr. Gusky? They put the patients outside in the sun just to get some air.
But this is a crisis of indoor air because we now live 90% of our time indoors. That's why we got nailed. Joe, this is so – please call Byron today. It's urgent. I mean, this could make the difference.
Yeah, I love it. Listen, Doc, I got to ask you, too. You've led a fascinating life as an artist and an explorer. This, I just have to ask you this, just as an aside. And if you got a phone message for Doc, 877-970-2999. But let me ask you, Doc, about you've discovered remnants of the Nazi concentration camp where Schindler's List took place. Tell us about that.
Yes.
What is that all about?
That's how it got started. I've been doing this for like 25 years, and that's why I'm so passionate. So I've walked the ground where millions have been murdered. I'm a National Geographic photographer now. And by the way, I have a show at the part of a show at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. They took out Oprah's exhibit and put this exhibit in. And it's on race. And there's a COVID angle to that. And it unites the country around race. If you want to have me back sometime, I'd love to tell you about it. I'm just passionate about helping people see danger that's right in front of our eyes. And the reason why I know about this is, you know how you hear that the great ideas happen in the shower? Well, this happened at the dinner table. I'm sitting across from my best friend's brother 6 years ago when the Ebola outbreak occurred in Dallas. He's a genius electrical engineer that designs indoor air sensors for hospitals around the world. And so he gets all this data. And he said the reason why those two nurses got infected was something no one's talking about. They were red days. He has a model. And so he knew that the indoor air, when those nurses got infected, was dangerously dry. Listen to this. You know, New Orleans, the bomb that went off down there. Last place you'd think that you'd have COVID if there's humidity because it's so humid. The 2 days of Mardi Gras this year were dangerously dry indoors. They had a freakish cold front or something that came through, and that's why the bomb went off. Same with New York, same with Detroit, you know, all of these places, and no one's talking about it. So simple.
Yeah, this is wild. Let me grab a quick phone call, if I may, Dr. Gusky. Paul from Queens. Paul, thanks for calling. Do you have a question for the doctor?
Yeah, hey, Joe. Doc, a question for you. In regards to this hydrochlorazine, Zypac, Zinc Mex, I know that some of these governors were trying to cut it from doing it. And then how do we get a list or how we find out, you know, from the doctors that are available to do this treatment? Because these medicines are legal and administrated by a doctor. So my thing is our friends, our family, me, in case, God forbid, any of us get sick, where do we go?
In New York. It's been highly politicized. That medicine has been around for 70 years. 1 billion people have had it. People take a lot higher doses. It's another story, and I was on it, by the way. And most of the ER docs I know were on it.
Wow. What is the problem? And why didn't they keep calling for ventilators, Dr. Gusky? Why weren't they asking for hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak?
It's complicated. It's not, you can't, there's no simple solution. This is a very complicated problem. Even what I'm proposing, it's not a cure. It's just to prevent outbreaks from becoming bombs. So
absolutely.
The story with ventilators, New York actually figured it out. Brilliant, genius docs in New York. What they were realizing is that, you know, what we thought about for years, and when you put someone on a ventilator with this disease was wrong. And it turns out that a lot of people did well, but much better, actually, not being on a ventilator, but with a form of CPAP, you know, like we use it for sleep apnea.
Yep.
And so it's another discussion, but it's, we're going to learn a lot about this medically.
Okay.
We everything's changing quickly.
Yeah. And Doc, you know, this is fascinating. I'll get, we'll reach out to Byron. We'll reach out to you. It's a great idea. And the weather report on the Weather Channel, not you saying this is not a cure
today.
Just call him today,
Joe. It's really important. I need to talk to him.
All right, Doctor. You got it, Doc. Listen, you were great, man. Great, great and informative, and we much appreciate it. And again, thanks for being the warrior on the front line.
I'm honored. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thanks, Dr. Jeff Guskey, right there from Dallas, Texas. Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to call Byron Allen right now. And I got to get Byron on the phone, please. I'm panicking. Frankie, get Byron Allen on the phone, please. Right now, Debbie.
Can I ask a question, Joe, before we go to traffic? Very briefly. Do you actually know Byron Allen?
Actually, I do.
You do? Yeah, okay. Do. All right.
Yeah, he knew. I think the doc knew that. I actually do. Hey, great guy. Great guy. And I'm calling him like right now. Okay. And then Dr. Gork is going to join us live on the air. Debbie's got traffic for you at 20 after 9 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer.
She's probably talking to Byron Allen.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I worry about her when we don't get her. God forbid something happened, you know. She's like, is she okay? Is she okay? Frankie, will you text Debbie? Make sure she's all right.
Yeah, I think she's on the other line with Byron Allen.
All right. And then, we'll tell you about Balance of Nature. I just took my second dosage of Balance of Nature. You know, it's interesting. After talking to the doctor, it's all the natural things that we could do that seem to hopefully offset this virus, you know. And what you have to do is build up your immune system. And I really think America has to take toll on that. I learned about it because when I was diagnosed with that cancer in 1981 with the thyroid cancer, as I told you about many times, but it changed my whole life on how to eat, on lifestyle, because I wasn't even thinking of what I was eating. And now when everybody busts my chops, you know, I want a plane, I want to have this plane, you know, it's like when I talked to Stallone, I asked Stallone, how do you stay so healthy? Fish and rice. You know what? I live that. And I learned to build up the immune system with what? Antioxidants. And that's what Balance of Nature is. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Balance of Nature. Antioxidants in a vegetarian capsule? Forget about it. If that doesn't build up your immune system, nothing will, because you're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables. In one daily dose of Balance of Nature, I keep telling you this, has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. 10 servings. You're never going to put that in your body. So now, and you could double up, by the way, you know, if you forget to take your dose one day, you could double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. 100% whole food plants, fruits and vegetables. Build up your immune system today. We want you to have a stronger immune system and overall better health. And you could do that with Balance of Nature. By the way, free shipping. I keep telling you, free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code, The Answer. I read Balance of Nature. What? We got it, Deb? Deb? Yes? Hello?
I
worry about you, honey.
I know,
you're right.
Sorry. I was saying hi, and you didn't hear me, and then I was like, oh, I have to connect the right way.
You know, it's okay. As long as you're, I thought maybe you went, boom, Debbie went down. What happened?
No, I worry about
the worst. I worry the worst, you know. Call her up. Al's going, read Balance of Nature. Do this, do that. I go, wait, I got to check Debbie's okay. You know what's funny is, and we totally understand, as we watch everybody, I've said this before on the news shows, everybody's Skyping in. There's a delay. We're having also because we're social distancing. And before you know it, we'll all be getting back to work, so we don't have to worry about it. As long as you're okay, we're okay, Deb. Hey, how we doing traffic-wise?
Well, Joe, the roads are wet out here, so definitely take it slowly, everybody. Tappan Zee Bridge speeds are down to 35 miles per hour. Definitely want to take it slowly over the bridges, around the ramps today. Let's go to 17 eastbound. You're busy Monroe into Harriman with construction in the left lane and a problem on the Cross County West, right at the sawmill. It's an accident. We're seeing some delays there. Flooding on the BQE eastbound. over by the Brooklyn Bridge, so be careful through that stretch as well. Now, if you're heading to the Grand Central Parkway West, right at Union Turnpike, they're doing some ongoing construction heading through that area. Springfield Avenue still blocked off as you get out toward East Broad Street over in Westfield. An overturned tractor trailer, and it looks like a downed utility pole. They're still working at the scene over there as well. And over on 84 West, exit 10 in Newtown, some ongoing road work. Some rain today with a high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970, The Answer, for a 10-day, all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit am970theanswer.com.
Your potential customers are at home right now. Are you there with them? In these uncertain times, the investment you made in digital marketing is really paying off. Thanks to Salem Surround, you're on page one of the search engines. Your online reputation is five-star. Your digital presence is accurate, and you're everywhere. Oh, wait, you're not? You don't have an effective digital marketing strategy? It's not too late. Contact Salem Surround for help. We deliver prescriptive marketing solutions to communicate with your current and future customers that not only meet your needs, but exceed your expectations. Salem Surround can help you with digital marketing during these difficult times and beyond. Total market saturation with increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer and Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 926 on AM 970 The Answer, the flagship station in New York, New York, screaming around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. I had the best time with Dr. Sebastian Gorka on his radio show. Millions of listeners on his radio show. Host of America First on the Salem Radio Network yesterday. Former White House advisor and authored the book from Dr. Gorka, by the way, that is a must read, The War for America's Soul. Dr. Sebastian, welcome to the show, man. It was great to be with you yesterday, sir.
We got to do that more often, so that was superb.
You know, I love your style. I love your passion, Dr. Gorka. You know, but you know, when we get fun, we have fun. I think one, and I say this with respect, sir. And we have a lot of issues I'd like to get to, and we appreciate you joining us. We got a party one time, doctor. You want to do that? We should go out, and we'll go out some way and just hang.
Absolutely. I'll try to keep up with you. I don't know if I can, but I will try and keep up with the mighty Joe Piscopo.
Yeah, would that be? I would. We had a great time. It's always an honor and a privilege, sir. And Dr. Gorka, you know, we've been exploring for weeks how this virus began. I retweeted something that Gordon Chang talked about on how this virus was created in this Wuhan virology lab. And then I kept asking Gordon, I kept saying, hey, man, it looks like it's a bioweapon, you know, this whole virus. It's just too coincidental how this happened. He goes, no, it slipped out of the virus accidentally, but President Xi allowed it to dissipate around the rest of the world. Is that what your feeling is, Dr. Gorka?
I did a long study based upon all the unclassified information that I've been given by the State Department that your listeners can read. It's at the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation website. I've also reposted it at my radio site, sebgorka.com. That's sebgorka.com. So here are the facts, Joe. We know that the only level 4 biohazard lab in China, the only one, is in Wuhan province. It's the Wuhan Virology Institute. We know, this is all unclassified open source data, they were researching what is commonly called SARS-2, which is the bat COVID virus that is almost identical to COVID-19. We do not have the proof as to whether there was a man-made modification of that virus that was weaponized and then released. Latest data seems to indicate what Gordon said, that a worker, an intern at the facility was infected accidentally and then infected their partner, and then it spread potentially to the wet market and further on. What we do know in terms of culpability, and this is incontrovertible, the Chinese government, Xi Jinping, hid the evidence, forced genomic labs that had this DNA sequence of the virus in China to destroy the evidence. They cleaned out the wet market. They completely disinfected it without taking any samples from the workers there or from the animals that were being sold there. And then they arrested and in some cases disappeared journalists and scientists that were publicly speaking out about the Wuhan virus. And then on top of that, two things that tell you just how guilty they are. They censored the Chinese internet to remove any mention, social media or otherwise, of Wuhan virus, coronavirus 19 wet market. And then they deployed their own government officials, including ambassadors, including the Chinese ambassador to South Africa, to lie internationally and to state that the virus didn't come from China. It came from America and was imported to China by the U.S. military. These are all facts. These are all facts.
Yeah, Dr. Sebastian Gorka with Joe on the radio. Hey, Dr. Gorka, I got to ask you, man, but I don't want to get too melodramatic, but I said on the show earlier, and help me out here if you'd be so kind, sir, is that President Trump now has it in the palm of his hand to take everything back from China. He should maybe invoke the Defense Production Act and say every drug has to be made in America. Every product has to be America. Talk about your show, America First. Bring it back to America. He has the ability to do it, but I know you have to be sensitive, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Seb, he has to be sensitive toward China because we're so interlocked. Isn't this the time for the president to make a bold move and bring everything back home, sir?
Without a doubt. I've said, you know, there's this racist, there's this anti-Semitic thing called the boycott, divest, sanction Israel. That's just a new form of anti-Semitism. Let's use that phrase. Let's use that concept on China. Why are we doing any bit? Forget about 90% of our antibiotics being made in China. That's sheer insanity. Yeah. Why are we doing any business with the world's largest communist dictatorship that still has labor camps, that wishes to take us down? I want us to boycott and divest and sanction China. I don't want us to do business with any country that has labor camps. And the president's been on the money since the 1990s. See that interview he did with Oprah. He's understood the threat from China for decades. And if we don't do it now, we will never do it, Joe.
Amen. Dr. Gorka, appreciate your valuable time. I'd like to switch to General Flynn, if I may. You served in the White House at the same time as General Flynn. Give us your take on the documents that have been revealed in this case, if you would, Doctor.
Incredible. I've been in touch with the good general. Sidney Powell, his new counsel, has done incredible work. 6,800 documents that were hidden by his last lawyers that cost him $3 million, leading to the loss of his house. We now know it without a shadow of a doubt. Obama's cronies at the FBI, Jim Comey, Stroke, Page, Loretta Lynch, these people initiated a political espionage campaign against the Trump campaign and us in the Trump administration. And General Flynn had to be removed because he was the most knowledgeable national security professional in the White House. And they framed him. It's really that simple. A man who'd served our nation in the U.S. Army for more than 30 years, former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, a great patriot. I'd consider him a personal friend. He was set up. And the people who did that, Comey included, have to be charged with the crime of entrapment and also abuse of power. Nothing less will satisfy Lady Justice. But I trust Attorney General Barr and I trust U.S. Attorney Durham. So expect some imminent announcements to the effect of the people paying a penalty for what they did to General Flynn and others.
Oh, so you think it's going to happen? Because a lot of us are a little frustrated that it's taking so long. Clapper, Comey, and even Hillary, and no hate, by the way, objectively. My goodness gracious, if somebody in the Donald Trump administration did something like they did, they'd be in jail already.
No, absolutely. But look, you have to understand, and the president even admitted this. There's an interview in my book, The War for America Solo. I went back to the White House, interviewed the president, and I asked him, well, what would you tell yourself, 3 years ago that you didn't know now? He admitted on record, the biggest mistake I made was making Jeff Sessions attorney general. Super nice guy, but totally ineffectual. And when he recused himself from the Russia probe, it meant that we had no attorney general for the first 3 years of the administration. That's why we don't have the arrests. But now we have AG Barr. And I know everybody's really frustrated, but guys, trust the honey badger. The honey badger is on the case, and AG Barr always gets his man.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, America First is the name of the show. It's a must listen every single day. You're so great on the air, Dr. Gorka. And the book, by the way, The War for America's Soul. And again, before we let you go, and I said this on your show, and every time we chat, I love the when you went after that reporter from Playboy at the White House. That was great. That was my favorite.
Everybody loves that. Everybody loves when you call out punks like Brian Caram for being hacks. They like it. I just need to get some T-shirts made.
We love it. Dr. Gorka, it's great to know you. I'm proud to know you, sir. And you're a great guy.
Can't wait to hit the town with you, Joe. Can't wait to hit the town with you.
Here we go. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. God bless. Godspeed, sir. Thank you so much. Dr. Sebastian Gorka right there, host of America First on Salem every afternoon right here on AM 970, The Answer. And the book is The War for America's Soul. 9:35 with Joe on the radio. Al Catullo has the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Dow down about 1.25% in early trading. It's down just a little over 300 points as the market is open just about 6 minutes ago. A 94-year-old man who survived the Holocaust and the coronavirus is waking up at home in Queens this morning. Jack Holzberg walked out of the Care One nursing home in Hanover earlier this week to the cheers of doctors, nurses, and his family. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 2 weeks ago, admitted to a hospital in New York City, and then transferred to the nursing home in New Jersey to complete his recovery. His granddaughter says it was the first time that Holzberg and his wife of 68 years were apart for this long. As officials within the sports world look at ways to continue holding events during the pandemic, it appears Saratoga could run horse races this spring and summer without fans in attendance. The New York Racing Association has announced that they'll soon open Belmont Park on Long Island with similar measures in place. Many other horse racing venues around the country have decided to hold events without fans present. Saratoga could begin running races in such a fashion sometime in July. Stuck in traffic, W2 Hames got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a ride, see what's happening here on Springfield Avenue. Springfield Avenue is still subject to closure, getting down toward East Broad Street in Westfield. It's all due to an overturned tractor trailer ran right into a utility pole. Definitely want to keep the speeds down with the wet pavement today. Let's see what's happening on the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx westbound at Jerome Avenue. An accident here in the Bronx waiting for you as well. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the Palisades Parkway southbound into exit 11, getting into New City. That's an accident. Looks like some injuries involved over there as well. Over on the Bronx River Parkway northbound at the Sprain in Yonkers, that's some ongoing construction. All lanes still closed. 17 eastbound, that's going to be stop and go as you head from Monroe into Harriman. That's some ongoing construction getting right through that stretch. Southern State westbound Hempstead Avenue, accident on the shoulder. And over on 107 Hicksville Road at Brenner Ave into Bethpage, they're still doing repairs from last night's accident as well. Rain today, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's is open and here to help with all the supplies you need to help keep your home running smoothly during this important time. You can order at Lowe's.com or download our app and we'll deliver right to your doorstep.
There are speeches that have changed the world. Blessed are the poor, 67 years ago, a day that will live in infamy. I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with a world changer, Richard Green. He writes the speeches and analyzes them. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez and gets an update on law enforcement in the borough. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
The coronavirus pandemic has caused a lot of chaos lately. But something good that's come from it all is that Americans are waking up to the fact that we make too many things overseas. and are reliant on China and other nations for the products that we need most. Enough is enough. Authentically American is a veteran-owned, patriotic, made-in-USA apparel company. They produce the highest quality apparel you can find, and it's all American-made. While other companies are waiting for their supplies to come in from Asia, Authentically American is still going strong, putting our neighbors to work every day. They also give 10% of every purchase to charities that support our veterans and their families. Use code AM970 to get 10% off your entire purchase. Don't spend one more dime on products made overseas. If every American spent an extra $3.33 on U.S.-made goods, it would create almost 10,000 new jobs in this country. Shop at AuthenticallyAmerican.us, promo code AM970 to get 10% off your entire purchase. Promo code AM970. Where is yours made?
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Raymond Guarini, a great story. He's the founder of the Italian Enclaves Historical Society, will join us. A great inspirational story. I want to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Speaking about great Italians, one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network, is Michael's of Brooklyn, right there on Avenue R and Ostrand. They make the sauce right there. And as you listen around the country, you got to go to your supermarket. When I went to my little store now that I go to, and I got all my gear on and my gloves on, and I went and said tomato sauce, you know, or whatever it says at the top of the aisle. I went in, I checked out. I want to tell you, that was almost empty. And I looked down and said, where's Michael's? I saw all the other sauce. There was Michael's of Brooklyn. There were only a few jars left. That's how popular Michael's of Brooklyn is. And I took some home. I took some Michael's of Brooklyn. You should always have that Michael's of Brooklyn home. So when you're around the country and you go to your supermarket, do what I did. Look for Michael's of Brooklyn. Take that home. Best sauce ever. Right there they make it on Avenue R and Ostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Now, if you're local, you're Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, they're taking orders for pickup, which I just think is great. And they're doing this as a special service to you. Fred, Johnny, Michael, Marianne, everybody at Michael's of Brooklyn are doing this for you. Taking orders for pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn? You could take food home from one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America? Yes, you can. And here's the number, 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. And I say this with the greatest of respect to the Cacace family. Michael himself, great kid, he said, and I told you this before, and only if you need it, if someone, you know somebody that can't get out, Michael, if you're in the neighborhood, if you're in the Brooklyn neighborhood out there, by Michael's of Brooklyn, Michael will deliver the meal to you. How about that? Is that great? So if you know somebody, you can call 718-998-7851, and Michael will take the food to you, okay? We want to take care of you. And that the folks, the family at Michael's of Brooklyn, including Enzo and the whole staff, they love you, and they're doing this as a special service. They're taking orders for pickup, 718-998-7851. Love that dedication to the community. From Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:42. One of the great things about doing this show is just discovering people and everyday people. And then I would go to a church and I met this particular gentleman, Raymond Guarini. I'm going to introduce you to in a moment. And we stopped. We talked. We talked saints. He's a very religious guy. And we talked about church and religion and the different churches. And then, of course, we all are in lockdown. And I heard from our friend Tony on Twitter, a great gal that follows us on Twitter and on Facebook and whatnot. And she said, there's a guy that met you in a church. His name is Raymond, and he wants to get in touch with you. I happen to meet him on Facebook or something. So long story short, I got in touch with Raymond, and I find out he's the founder of the Italian Enclaves Historical Society, and we wanted to ask him about it. And again, no matter what your heritage is, you should be proud, and that's what is the fabric of the United States of America. Raymond, welcome to the show, my brother. How you doing, man?
Joe, thanks so much for having me. I'm great. How are you today?
We're doing great. Let me ask you, too. We were talking about the church. I think it was Our Lady of Victory, I guess it was. Did they ever get the St. Michael statue? Remember, they had a St. Michael statue, you said, right? They got it there.
Exactly. They got a new one, as a matter of fact. They have one in the basement in the chapel. Yeah. They have a small one, and now they have a big one upstairs in the actual church.
You got to pay homage to St. Michael, man. He's one of the powerful saints, man. For all our police officers, they know that. Hey, tell us exactly what the Italian Enclave's Historical Society is, Raymond.
Sure. So it goes back to about 7 years ago. I was just chatting with a buddy of mine at work. We were talking about a place in our neighborhood. We're from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, that was just recently closed. And, you know, we were commiserating because the food was so good. So it just dawned on me, you know, we have all these great places that we have access to at our disposal. They're starting to close. This was about 7 years ago. We noticed that about 10 years ago, there was a trend. So many places were starting to close. So I asked myself, hey, you know, is this happening to all of the Italian neighborhoods, all of the Little Italy? So another question just popped in right after that. It was, how many Little Italy's are there? How many Italian neighborhoods are there out there? So, you know, I really, that weekend, got in the car, drove to Connecticut. We went up to New Haven, Connecticut, to South Hartford, and just started mapping these places out. It created a little catalog. And after a while, it just became a habit and kind of an obsession where I just started to travel to all of these different Italian neighborhoods all throughout the country. And one of the greatest parts of it was, Joe, I realized the backbone of these neighborhoods were the churches. And really.
Amen.
And so it became like an obsession. I created a catalog of Italian churches, Italian neighborhoods, and I just started taking photos of them. I created a little Facebook page to see how it would go, see if people were interested.
Yeah.
One thing led to another, and there were thousands of fans.
Yeah, this is great. This is great, the heritage. Hey, you work with guys like Johnny Franco, who we love, one of the great pitchers of the MLB, and Bobby Valentine. You're working with John and Bobby?
So I'm very fortunate because after starting the Italian Enclave Historical Society, which we just created a little over a year ago, when I was taking all these photos and so forth, it was really just kind of like my own efforts. I didn't have any organization established. And I was, by virtue of having a social media page, I was being introduced to all these different folks. And one of the groups I met were the Italian American Baseball Foundation. And these guys are just a great group of guys. And they
it is a great group. You're right.
So I joined the fundraising committee for this group. And by virtue of that, I had the luxury of meeting people like Franco, like Valentine. I mean, at all their events, it's just stellar. Joe Girardi was at the last event, which was incredible.
Right. They I got something in the email. They were honoring Joe Girardi, correct?
Absolutely. He's a great speaker, too. He gave an amazing speech.
He's the best.
Really
Joe's the police.
He's
the best. You know what? Raymond Guarini, founder of the Italian Enclave's Historical Society. We're going to tell you how to get in touch with that. But in the midst of the pandemic, Raymond, you're one of these everyday heroes that we've been chatting about that have really stepped up to the plate. You organized a fundraiser where you raised thousands of dollars, Raymond, in only a couple of days to pay for hundreds of KN95 masks, thousands of gloves, and surgical masks for frontline workers. First of all, thank you for your service in that regard. That is great. What prompted you to do that?
Well, Joe, thank you. I'm too humble to say I'm a hero, but you know, I'm pro-American just like you. So
sitting on
the sidelines, right, is not something that I want to do when we're undergoing a major pandemic and people are their health is at risk and people are dying. So I'm fortunate because I have an old friend from high school who has a medical supply business. And so I really figured, let's harness the power of social media. I have all these fans, all these followers. You know, it's really not going to be any use if I let these two opportunities, you know, or let the opportunity die on the vine. So I reached out to my pal who has the medical supply company. Mm-hmm. He happened to have a ton of masks on hand at his warehouse in Staten Island. And I said, you know what? I have a nonprofit. We're gonna divert real quick, and we're going to go ahead and try to raise some money to buy masks and gloves for first responders. And I happen to have a decent relationship with my local council office. So I made the phone call. The council office was so receptive. They were so grateful. And then we went ahead and put the GoFundMe together. And through social media, Joe, like you said, we raised thousands of bucks, and in a matter of less than a week, we had masks and gloves in the hands of first responders.
I'm telling you what's great. You personally drove to a facility in Staten Island, picked up the PPE, and brought it to your neighborhood. God bless you for that, Raymond. Hey, where can Where can we find out about the Italian Enclave's Historical Society?
Sure. So right now, please excuse the appearance. We're undergoing a revamp of our website. We're trying to build it out so there's a long catalog of every tiny neighborhood and every church. It takes a while, and it's under construction as we speak. And due to COVID, we're a little bit backed up. But you can check us out on Instagram at Italian Enclaves, E-N-C-L-A-V-E-S. And everybody jokes, what's an enclave? Is it a fish? just a clarification, it's like a small self-sustaining neighborhood within the neighborhood. Yeah. Yeah. And also on Facebook at the same, Italian Enclaves. And we also have the website for the Historical Society that's being built out, which is italianenclaves.org.
All right, Raymond Guarini, but your book is great. New York City's Italian Neighborhoods, man. Can we Google Raymond Guarini and we'll find the book there, Ray?
Sure, yes. Either that or New York City's Italian Neighborhoods. It should come right up. It was
I love it.
It was published in January, Joe. Thanks for bringing that up. You're going to see so many places in there that'll bring back memories, and some that are not open anymore, some that are still there. And you just mentioned Michael's before. I could give them a personal endorsement. I've known Michael for many years. I went to school with him as a kid, and he actually reached out to me yesterday to wish me luck. So,
Raymond,
like that are
thanks. You know what? You're an everyday hero, my brother. Thank you. Making Italians proud. Thanks for jumping on the air with us. And a shout out to our friend Tony for getting us in touch. I'll see you at church, man. I will see you at church.
Absolutely.
And God bless you.
Joe, thank you. God bless. Be well. Stay safe.
God bless you too. Raymond Guarini. You know what? Just as a reminder, we want to hear from you. You can leave us a message and let us know about a person or a business that has gone over and above, you know, and especially during these times. You can call 816-8-MORANO. It's MORANO. You can, but like Frank doesn't have enough to do, you could call him. It's 816-8-MORANO. And you know what? We may profile, whoever you're talking about, tell their stories. It's just an inspiration to see people reach out the way Raymond has. And Debbie Duhame knows all about that. Every time I see Debbie on social media, she's somewhere helping somebody. And we love you for that, Debbie, you know. And now she's got traffic for you at 10 minutes before Mike Gallagher on AM 970 The Answer.
That's what it's all about, right, Joe? Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody. Watch for some slowdowns right now, Joe, over on 107 Hicksville Road at Brenner Ave. Getting into Bethpage, they're still working on an accident that actually happened last night, some down cables over there. So definitely want to steer clear of that. Over on the Hutch southbound, right into 95, the New England Thruway, an accident there, two lanes blocked. Over at the Verrazano Bridge, upper level, getting into Staten Island. We're seeing a disabled vehicle. Definitely want to take it slowly as well over the bridges and around the ramps because of the wet pavement out there. Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds reduced to 35 miles per hour. Watch for some slowdowns here as you head over to the Bronx River Parkway North at the Sprain. That's ongoing construction. Springfield Avenue still subject to closure. Getting out toward East Broad Street over in Westfield. It's all due to that overturned tractor trailer that went into the utility pole. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Are you tired of all the garbage that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with your family and watch something that affirms our American values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com to stream the number one political documentary of 2019. Free speech is under attack now more than ever.
Politicians on the left are threatening to permanently shut down churches and synagogues. And we can't even open a debate about when we return to work. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces, the movie that the hard left does not want you to see. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Send the message to Hollywood that you support movies that support your values. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com today.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A flood watch is in effect for the New Jersey and Hudson Valley suburbs west of the Hudson River from 8 this evening until noon tomorrow. Cloudy and increasingly windy today with intermittent rain. Those winds can gust to 40 miles per hour at times this afternoon, or high today 61. Rather windy tonight with rain heavy at times along with a thunderstorm. Watch for flooding, especially on streets and in poor drainage areas, with significant rises on creeks and streams. The low tonight 56. Tomorrow plenty of clouds and mild with a few lingering showers in the area, high 67. Saturday sunshine mixing with clouds, breezy and pleasant with a high temperature approaching 70. AM 970, The Answer.
That's Joe Lumberg right there. Thank you, Joey. 954 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. I want to tell you about Mike Lindell and these great deals. Buy one, get one free pricing on my pillows, Giza Dream Sheets, My Pillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows. Listen to this, please. Duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, neck pillows. My Pillow. I am Piscopo Pillow. Everything I got is My Pillow, and you're going to love it. Now you can buy one, get one free. Listen, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. The promo code is AM970. I would prefer to go online. You go to MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code AM970. You go to the radio listener specials page, and you get buy one, get one free pricing on everything at MyPillow. Plus, if you order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? It's a wild book. It's a must read. You see Mike talking about it on TV. You got to get Mike's book. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, and Mike will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. He's a great guy. I'm telling you. I just so appreciate that he made the masks for our friends at Trinitas. Got him right over there, man. He got him right. We made one phone call. He's such a giving guy. Such a great patriot, Mike Lindell. And now this for you. You go to MyPillow.com. You go to the radio listeners page, right? You put in the promo code AM970. You buy one, get one free pricing on My Pillows and everything on the My Pillow site. 800-651-0798 if you want to call. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Mike Gallagher coming up. Thanks so much. Frankie Five Boroughs, a great show. Wow, that's a lot of show. Appreciate it very, very much. James Rosen will join us tomorrow. He was going to join us today, but he's got a big breaking story, so you may want to check out at James Rosen TV on Twitter, see what's happening there. But we will be back tomorrow in a big way. And Al, thank you as well, and Debbie. But let me go to Joe. He is from Passaic, New Jersey, where I was born, actually, in the great city of Passaic, New Jersey. Joe, what are you thinking? Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
All right. Quickie, had a Little Italy Passaic over by Passaic Street. If you went down towards the east side, it was called Passaic and McLean Street. You had the big Italian market on the corner with the cheeses hanging off the rack. Sawdust on the floor, the bottles of Pisa Stalker Bacala. It was called McLean Street.
But that is great.
The Italians had a rough time saying McLean Street. They used to call it Micalina Street. Our Lady Mount Farm was purchased there. It was like
I love
two blocks of Little Italy.
I love it, Joe. Thank you. Passaic, New Jersey. Because I was really a Belleville Bloomfield guy, you know? And that's where, and all the Italian stuff came from Newark. Oh, forget about Newark. You had everything you needed in Newark, right? But I didn't know Passaic, but my father worked, what Joe was talking about. My father worked in Passaic, New Jersey, 663 Main Passaic Avenue. That beautiful big building right there in Passaic, New Jersey. And there was all the Italians there. Still a great town, though, you know? And, you know, it's so I appreciate the history and the heritage. You know that. That's what we're all about. Hey, God bless you for listening. And a shout out to our friend Judy. We love you, Judy. I want you to know that. And to everybody who listens, you're part of the family, and I want you to take care of yourself through this, okay? We're going to be quarantined for a little while, but I'm telling you, there's light at the end of the tunnel, so just enjoy this time. Decompress. You know what? You know why I always say? Because you deserve it, and indeed, make it a great day, because you really do deserve it. God bless.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
52 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Weekless jobless numbers are out. They show more Americans than expected filed first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. Labor Department says it received just over 3.8 million new claims. That pushes the total over the past 6 weeks to more than 30 million. And stocks are falling on Wall Street as those workers have filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Microsoft shares are up around 2%. Shares of Facebook are rising more than 9% amid positive revenue figures at the opening bell. The Dow Jones was down around 300 points. NASDAQ, S&P 500, both lower as well. Americans' personal income and spending is down more than analysts expected. Figures out this morning show personal income fell 2% last month. Personal spending fell 7.5% as the coronavirus pandemic continues to drain the economy. And that is the steepest one-month decline in spending in more than half a century. The experts had forecast declines of 1% in income and 6.3% in spending. Heavy rain heading into the tri-state this morning, along with the rain, gusty winds expected into Friday. Also potential for 1 to 3 inches of rain and the threat of flash flooding. Meantime, there will be a big warm-up, partly sunny skies this weekend. It's a high of 67 on Saturday, 71 degrees coming up on Sunday. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside if you are out. Remember, practice social distancing and wear a mask. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.